Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the L1 Show. Happy March 25th, which, as you all know, is the day that Sauron fell. It's also Aragorn's birthday.
We've covered this. It cannot be the same calendar.
It's not, but it's like the equivalent. There's actually a very long section in the appendices about how datekeeping works and how Shire Reckoning is different.
How long is the Middle-earth solar cycle?
I think it's similar.
But how convenient.
Yeah.
It is nearly impossible to imagine a world at that breadth without borrowing some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, though Martin has like the crazy long winters. Is that ever explained how that works?
But I don't think the whole world does.
I thought the whole world did, like, where they all have to prepare for, like, winters that can last, like, years at a time.
Do the desert people have to do that?
Like the Dothraki? I thought so, but maybe not.
I'm sure the chat knows.
Someone will tell us.
Yeah. So, it's government news, and guess what? It's mostly about two people. And that's just where we are.
Sorry, but also, why is this happening?
I know some people don't like it, but are we just going to ignore it? First, let's start with one that I'm sure will upset a lot of people.
The Guardian's headline is, Trump has fired the FTC's only two Democrats, and the quote is, the president just illegally fired me. I was sure that it was illegal, but then I was looking into it, and it's like, well, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, they point out here, I don't remember what the phrase is, but you can only do it if you can affirm that they are not doing their duties. Oh, neglecting their duties. Yeah, yeah. So, were they neglecting their duties? What is the burden of proof there?
Yeah.
Have we tested that in recent memory?
Just as well as Doge has, you know, tested anyone else they fired.
There is a thing in their charter that says the FTC is supposed to be nonpartisan, but I mean,
they're not. Oh, there's a lot of examples that they're not.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was just thinking of, like, you know, episodes we did like 10 years ago. And it was just like, eh.
But they, you know, you think like, well, okay, maybe he had a reason and maybe they could prove that. But then we think back to the inauguration and the, you know, what do you call it when they line up to bow to the king and
kiss the ring?
The reception line
yeah.
of the big tech companies. What do you get for $1 million? Well, maybe this is part of it.
FTC removes posts critical of Amazon, Microsoft, and AI companies. Business guidance content published during the Biden administration has been removed from the Federal Trade Commission website. Now, that's the headline, but again, Wired is only slightly misrepresenting here. There was a lot of Biden-era stuff that was removed, including this. Don't know if they meant to remove literally every, like, all traces of Biden must be eliminated, or, but the FTC had a lot of just common sense things like, hey, if you have a smart speaker, maybe don't, you know, be aware that your recordings may go to the cloud or maybe not, or.
Well, they also point out that traditionally, I've not looked into this myself, I don't know, but they claim that traditionally you don't delete it, you footnote it. And that seems like a way better thing, right?
Yeah.
So you have a record of how things used to be, and then yeah. if you need to revert.
If you're confident that that was the wrong way to do things, which in many cases it probably was, then just say, this was stupid. We're not doing this anymore. But here's what happened. Like, why would you memory hole everything? That doesn't seem like the thing to do. And we've been following this one for a while, and it's just getting kicked around the appeals courts. I don't know if this is the final one, but it's like pachinko, you know, it's just like, here's another bounce.
Plinko, you mean?
Yeah, U.S. appeals court rejects copyrights for AI-generated art lacking a human creator.
Wait a minute, what?
Isn't it Plinko? Isn't that the name of the game?
Pachinko's the one where it bounces off the pegs, right?
Is it pachinko?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Did we live in parallel universes?
Is this a Mandela?
Yeah. It's been a while since I've watched Price is Right.
So yeah, this is the same ruling that it was before, but this guy keeps fighting it. He insists that he has an elaborate AI system that did it all on its own, and there should be a copyright for that. And the courts just keep saying, no, just say it's yours, and he won't do it. I hope he's enjoying his attention at the cost of our court system. And more people who are not getting fired but are quitting. And guess why?
Top broadband official exits Commerce Department with sharp Musk warning. It's like we are doing a disservice to people in rural America because they don't, like, rural America is easy to run fiber optics. I'm paraphrasing. Satellite doesn't necessarily do it in rural areas by itself.
And most importantly, I don't even think Politico mentioned this. We've already paid for it. But I don't think that the telecom's doing the fiber offering like, oh yeah, we'll be honest about that money we took. They want more money now. So
I do have to express some alarm at Doge not trying to claw back money that it's like, oh, you know, we're wasting all kinds of taxpayer dollars. And it's like, get that money back from those giant companies. They didn't deliver.
No, they want more money to go to the private companies. So,
but
yeah, you start talking about taking money from giant companies that shouldn't have gotten it. There's a big one at the top. And the world is, you know, furious that they are no longer getting their free money. And they are really, really angry. And they're looking to maybe divorce themselves from the United States. But now they're looking at some of the things that have happened in the past. And they're like, wait a minute. We've become really dependent on certain aspects of the United States.
The headline is, no, there is no quote-unquote kill switch. The Pentagon tries to reassure international F-35 partners that the United States can't just arbitrarily turn those off because guess what our president was saying about the stuff in Ukraine?
But there's no kill switch per se. I mean, there might be, but on paper there's not, I guess. But think about what's going to happen in October. Microsoft is going to stop supporting Windows 10. What's going to happen? You have to stop using Windows 10. These are mobile phones on wings. They require constant updates.
And patches.
It never stops.
What about parts? They need parts. Are we not going to sell parts to anybody?
Guess what? Those are military secrets. You can't 3D print that.
Even with the fanciest of 3D printers.
So, yeah. That might hurt our number one export is war.
Hollywood and war.
You can't cancel the war. We need it. And
dark.
The FCC is cracking down on something that is awful, but is pretty much overlooked because no one cares about people who are in prison. But they finally did something about it. And it turns out that this was a cottage industry that the little jails and prisons had monetized for themselves for a very long time.
Furious at the FCC, Arkansas jail cancels inmate phone calls rather than lower rates.
How do you, like, look yourself in the mirror at night and be like, this was a good decision. I'm a good person.
This article fails spectacularly. I can give you the real answer, which is not in the article. The jail made money.
No, they mentioned that.
They do mention that,
well, but, I mean, that's the whole reason. It's like, they don't, now that they're not going to make any money, they don't want to bother with it.
He said maybe they'll consider more frequent visits. Yeah. But you rarely go to jail where you get arrested. Yeah. That's on purpose. They shuffle you around to prevent that kind of thing. And here's a head scratcher. These are CEOs of tech companies and communication companies. You think that, hey, you guys got phones, right? Do you not have phones?
Assistance with phones?
Why would anybody need this?
Newsom sends prepaid phones, aka burners, to tech CEOs. No, I kind of get it. I mean, some of those executives, when they call you, it's blocked. You don't know. And then whoever, like, if you're calling this guy, he probably doesn't answer blocked numbers, so it's impossible.
Well, that's weird because he's a public servant. Part of his job is to talk to the constituents.
We have a lot of stories this week where it's like, these public servants don't seem like they're serving the public very well at all.
So he claims that he's going to be pro-business, although his track record on that is a little spotty, and especially where the Musk likes are concerned.
I just like thinking of it as like the Newsom phone. It's like, oh, I don't like this legislation that's going through. Let me pick up the Newsom phone.
It's, yeah, it's bad optics all around. Like, nobody likes this. I guess the tech CEOs might.
And this is somewhat hilarious, but at the same time, the breakdown of society is also terrifying. It's more terrifying than hilarious, but it's been happening a lot.
The Rolling Stones headline is Tesla's torched at Las Vegas facility in targeted attack. But this has actually kicked off a lot of stories everywhere, up to and including that our attorney general has said that the people behind this will be charged as terrorists. Who are they terrifying exactly?
Elon Musk, and he's upset.
The most hilarious thing about this is that these vehicles are dripping with cameras, and they activate on movement often. I don't know if the ones that got parked at lots do that, but this was a repair shop, right? So they probably were. And several people have already been arrested because you're attacking a camera-laden vehicle. Come on.
But also, terrorist? Really? Sure, criminal mischief. Sure, anarchy. Sure, destruction of property. Sure, all the normal stuff. Heck, if there was a guard on duty and you put his life in danger, that's fine. I mean, charge him for that.
The ramp up to calling things domestic terrorism that weren't domestic terrorism has been going on for a long time. And it was these same people who were doing it. So congratulations. You got your domestic terrorism. Now it's being used on you. And in the White House, you would think that they would have a very specific kind of wireless system, or perhaps, imagine this, no wireless at all. Because wouldn't that be a huge security risk? But no, that's not what they've got, at least not now.
The Verge's headline is, wait, why is the White House using Starlink to, quote unquote, improve Wi-Fi?
They're literally in the middle of, like, the most densely urban area.
My favorite thing in this whole article is the dude that was there to install the Starlink mini dishes set off a silent Secret Service alarm for someone doing something naughty because they were somewhere they were not supposed to be.
On the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you open the roof access, apparently, it dials the Secret Service.
I'm surprised they don't have snipers up there.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't think they're staffed at all times.
Yeah.
Surely.
But yeah, so they've got Starlink, which has weather issues and other problems. He did give them to them for free, so I guess it wasn't an expense, but it seems like a step down from good Wi-Fi.
Remember when...
nothing's free in life.
Obama had to have a specially designed BlackBerry because he couldn't give up the BlackBerry. When do we get specially designed Starlink that's actually secure?
Never. And everything's just going to flow right out of there.
I don't think anybody cares. And moving over to Europe, there is a lot of the usual, but there's some pretty big rulings here, and the big companies are not going to be happy.
Apple ordered by EU antitrust regulators to open up to rivals.
So this is not just interoperability, but also, what was the other one? There were two big items.
You've been paywalled. It's also very small.
But yeah, these are basically things that Apple considers to be like life-threatening. You know, like, we cannot give access to the ecosystem. And they use the same argument as always. It's a security risk. Seems like it's going to happen, though.
The EU is actually starting to see the phone as a generic computer. And actually, the EU, Apple's sort of misrepresenting that, too. The EU is saying you can have it like a secure Apple area and like protect your applications and do whatever. Just let other people run other applications. And Apple's saying, oh, we can't sandbox those applications, which I guess, you know, the intelligence companies running rampant on an Apple device, I guess that's true. But it does actually have a part of the phone you're not supposed to be able to change and a part that's the user part.
And the Dutch are figuring out that they have their own F-35 problem, but it's not just F-35s. It's not even the U.S. government, but what's the separation now between the U.S. government and Google and Microsoft?
Dutch Parliament calls for end to dependence on U.S. software companies. I think this is going to be great for open source software.
Remember when Germany did it and it seemed like it was okay?
Yeah.
And then Microsoft, like 2 years later, got it back?
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of Dutch lawmakers being wined and dined.
There was actually a lot of good German software development that came from that, especially around email and productivity suites. And Microsoft, I don't know if this is true, but it seemed like Microsoft was scared of the amount of progress in such short order on alternatives, which is one they were like, all right, we'll play ball. Just stop development on the other
stuff.
We'll
spend money to stop.
Yeah, because even if they are losing money on this, if you had a viable suite, it doesn't have to be as good as Office. It just has to be good enough. Then people wouldn't buy Office as much.
And Huawei is also getting off the window train. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But this is interesting just because think about what's about to happen with the Dutch regulators and lawmakers and compare it to what happened here. Would you use the B word if Microsoft did it? Is it the same? I think it might be.
Five charges in European Parliament Huawei bribery probe. So Huawei just apparently gave money to politicians.
No. It was like trips and experiences and stuff like that.
Experiences, trips to Disneyland.
This not like the traditional mafia bribery. This is more like the Supreme Court bribery.
Oh, okay. We got which,
some really, it seems like both should be illegal.
Well, it is. Wow. Well, maybe selectively enforced.
Huawei did say that if they had done anything against the law, they were going to take it very seriously and look into it.
Yeah, I can understand where they're coming from. They're like, but wait a minute. We're just doing what the other guys are doing. It just happened to be
don't
from
point
China.
That out.
I thought they actually got like monetary gifts.
Maybe. Very discreetly, the guise of commercial lobbying involved payments for taking certain political statements. Okay, payments, yeah. Excessive gifts, food, travel, expenses, and football matches.
I mean, didn't we see that with the $1 million to Trump from all the tech CEOs? I mean,
oh, that was a political donation. Totally different.
Totally, yeah. I mean, I guess it's not Europe either, but.
But for sure, they took, what's his name? Thomas from the Supreme Court. Like, his was his was trips.
He got a
like
house.
That. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit better. I bet those, the lawmakers are like, oh, come on. Or no, that was just the EU lawmakers.
When he was questioned on it, I seem to remember him saying, oh, it's not my house, it was my mom's house.
Yeah, that makes it better.
It's like, what?
That you stand to inherit when she dies.
And we're not saying that, like, any of that should be okay. That should all be not okay.
Yeah.
There should be nothing. Like a gift basket should be not okay.
The number one thing to be, if you're a public servant, is when you wake up in the morning and it's like, I am here to serve the public good and do the best that I can to make society better. And if you don't think that, you explode.
Or the people will make you.
That might require more intrusive technology than we should go for.
Neuralink.
Used on us.
I mean, Neuralink's coming. I mean, we might as well just lean into it.
Except they won't get it. It'll be to keep the peons in line. It'll be the joy wire.
But the reality is that, you know, and even our lawmakers and business leaders are saying it. Hey, I think we talked about OpenAI last week, where it was like, hey, if you don't let us steal copyright stuff, China's going to. And they're going to win.
Already happening.
And what do you want to do about that? And if you look at it through that lens, Europe really has to be sweating bullets. Because what are they going to do?
European Tech Industry Coalition calls for radical action, quote unquote, on digital sovereignty. Start with buying local. That's going to be a bit of a challenge.
So they're saying, kind of like the CHIPS Act, hey, let's dump a bunch of money. Let's try to develop local stuff. But that stuff takes time, and especially like data center infrastructure and that, because they want cloud sovereignty.
You know what the lowest hanging fruit in that would be? Open source. Like the software side of it, it's like this software will run on a potato. It'll run on a TI-85. It'll run on RISC-V. It'll run on ARM. Run on x86. Run on GPUs. Run on NPUs. We don't care. It's software. Then it doesn't matter as much if you're buying local.
And this one was kind of a footnote because the EU-wide one was further reaching than this one, but they still, I guess, want to do their own thing.
Apple loses its German antitrust fight and faces greater scrutiny. It seemed like the German antitrust people ruled against Apple, but didn't have anything specific for them to do.
Because the EU one is going to
supersede
it, I think. Yeah, so.
Because I was like, yeah, are we going to run arbitrary software? And the Germans are like, I don't know, we'll figure it out later.
And once again, Google in the crosshairs of the same people.
Google search charged with breaking the EU antitrust rules. Now, actually, Google, in their response, came up with some really good counterexamples where that wasn't true. But at the same time, so the one of the counterexamples was we stopped doing flight summaries so that it could go to third parties. But you can pay for placement on that. So Google still made money, even though it wasn't doing the same thing.
Yeah, but that's kind of like saying, oh, but I stopped murdering. I haven't done that in weeks.
It's you stopped murdering yourself. You went full Jigsaw where, you know, you put people in situations where they murder each other.
That's totally different, though. Totally okay.
That's what Google's saying, right? Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. There's a couple examples in there where I was like, okay, maybe Google, maybe this was okay.
And here's a fun little we told you so. Because we've been talking about this a lot. Actually, we've not been talking about this for a while. But for a while, we did talk about this, and it seemed like a foregone conclusion. But now, people might be experiencing the dark side of this.
Life without money in your pocket is not the utopia Sweden had hoped for. So everybody's going back to cash.
They're not. But when things go wrong, they're suffering. And there's the specter of, you know, European war kicking off. In which case, we've seen what happens with hacking during all of that.
We're finally going to have a bottle caps currency.
I don't know what it'll be, but if it's digital, it's going to get hacked.
I feel like power goes out so frequently that like just having a little bit of cash on hand, just when that happens, Maybe power doesn't go out as frequently everywhere else as it does where I live, but.
But you don't keep it in your house, right?
No, never.
No one would do that here. And the UK have done their Online Safety Act. It has happened. It is in effect. And people, as expected, are fleeing from online platforms because now they are at huge risk for hosting them.
Hamster Forum and local residents' websites shut down by new internet laws. This one was paywalled, but it had something to do with the EU rules about websites.
Telegraph is a very soft paywall.
British users.
Turn off JavaScript.
I was traveling. I had to use my phone.
They talked about the hamster one. I think there was like a running club or something. Just various silly things that are like, well, we can't take the risk. Sorry.
And this is because you have to know who your user is or something.
Join the hamster Discord.
And then, yeah. Well, yeah, but now Discord's looking at an IPO, so then Discord's going to get terrible. Yeah.
Or the subreddit, which is already been poisoned. And you're going to, it's all going to be AI content anyway, right? And our lone Asian story is China has decided that they need to get on top of the AI thing, which is weird because, like, they're playing it fast and loose with all the AI stuff, but I guess they don't want to be fooled themselves.
China releases new labeling requirements for AI-generated content. So it's got to be labeled directly or labeled in the metadata. And if users flag it as suspicious, that has to persist. The website needs to have functionality of like, hey, users are flagging this content as potentially AI-generated, even though it's not marked as AI-generated.
And you can have three different levels of severity.
Confirmed, possible, and suspected.
And then they got more rules down here that are a little more information about. They're going hard on this whole, we need to identify when it's AI thing.
I honestly kind of like the labeling. It's like, if you're doing the whole like age-restricted internet, I kind of like the idea of forcing businesses to do labeling as opposed to verifying a user's identity.
Why not? And why not give it the community tagging features as well, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what they're going for there, I think. Although I suspect the community might be the CCP.
Yeah.
In all cases. And we talked about Careless People, this book written by Sarah Williams about the Zuckerbergs and Facebook and how they dealt with their international business dealings. And they were very upset about it, but you could buy it. And actually, a lot of people did. It was quite popular. And now we are getting these summaries.
The wildest details in the Facebook memoir Meta is trying to bury from Engadget. You should go check that out. But you can also check out last week's episodes because we had several really juicy comments that weren't meant, like just incredible stuff that wasn't even mentioned in this article.
But they got some big ones here. This is maybe the most unhinged.
Yeah.
A Zuckerberg requested to be gently mobbed during a visit to Asia. He also apparently doesn't do meetings before noon.
That's the only one of all of these that I was like, okay, I kind of get that one because I also prefer not to do meetings before noon. But I will, but I don't. Like it.
But he won't. And who they? Some world leader.
The EU, the European Union wanted it, and he was like, no, it caused an incident.
You know what? I kind of respect him a little bit for that. Yeah, like, I kind of like him a little bit for that one. But this one, so this woman was part of his like international entourage, and she was tasked with this. And he was like, yeah, I want to be mobbed when I go to China. And she was like, I don't know how to arrange that.
Yeah, and how do you arrange it so it's not people who are crazy? Like,
meetings before noon.
The special room to protect him from Zika. So the unhinged thing that this article didn't talk about, but another one I read did, they mentioned that she, and I think a couple others, like they were pregnant. The team that was supposed to be keeping him safe from Zika were pregnant. And it's like, oh, that kind of sucks for them. Like, well, you're in this little bubble.
Oh, this is a crazy one where Sandberg, there was a flight that crashed. And she took a flight the same day at the same time. She was like, oh my God, I was scheduled to take that flight. And this woman was like, she only flew one airline the entire time I knew her. I don't think that was true. I think she was just using that. So, there's a lot of them.
The organ donation one where they're like, shouldn't anybody just be able to fly to Mexico and get a kidney or something? Like, and I was like,
yeah, that was a Facebook group thing. Yeah.
They wanted to have that as a feature, like marketplace feature.
If you have questions about how out of touch these people are, just pick this book. Now, we don't have any proof of any of this. Maybe she's making this stuff up. Well, even if you read it, we don't know that she's honest.
No. So it gets more interesting than that. If you dig into so this went to general arbitration because of her employment agreement or whatever. So she's not allowed to promote this, the person that wrote it. But the arbitration company didn't find anything to do with the statements in the book. They just said that for her arbitration agreement, you know, she shouldn't have written a book, but there's no...
They're like, this is false. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
there was
not
no,
slander.
There, yeah, there was no... I mean, Facebook is saying that, but the arbitration people didn't find that at all. The arbitration people just said, don't promote the book.
It's a shame this didn't go to court, because can you imagine the discovery for this?
Yeah. That's probably why they were like, all right, we'll take it. We'll take what we can get.
No, it's because I'm sure when she took that job, she signed arbitration. Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's the evil of arbitration. And here's one, you know, we're on social media now, and this is just like, I cannot fathom why. Why is this a thing?
The Latin Times headline is, fake Down syndrome influencers created with AI are being used to promote OnlyFans content. And that's enough internet for today.
Yeah.
So apparently this is an existing adult entertainer who they took her picture and AI'd in a Down syndrome face. Why? Who does this attract?
Degenerates.
But why not just look at the original?
The alien space station that's in orbit that's been uplifting us since chimps. It's probably like, all right, we need to format the planet and start over again.
Yeah.
I have mean thoughts that I will keep to myself.
People love Dark Krista, but I think Dark Krista needs to like just add a couple of filters.
Sometimes,
so
yeah.
We'll get a channel strike.
Yeah.
And Blue Sky is... They've done what everybody else has done. And they're like, we would kind of like to sell your data. And of course, the torches and pitchforks came out immediately. But they make a pretty good argument here.
Blue Sky users debate plans around user data and AI training.
So the argument is, they're going to do it anyway. Let us make some money. And we're going to put that whole like robots.txt kind of like do not scrape thing. But no one's going to respect that. We know they're not going to respect that.
But it is interesting that Blue Sky is handling this with like a user committee.
I don't know how else to do it, right? I mean,
yeah.
I guess don't ever sell data is a good way to do it. But at the same time, I think they're right that they're going to get it one way or the other.
Yeah.
And that's probably true no matter who you pay. There's going to be somebody who doesn't pay. And we're not sure about this one. Maybe it's back. Maybe it's not. I personally...
We almost cut it, yeah.
Engagement challenge, have you checked?
The Verge's headline is the favorite Mario brother has...
demonetized.
His ex account was taken offline. But then it came back. But then maybe it's offline again. No one can decide. Because again, it's like, oh, here's something that we should charge as domestic terrorism. And people are like, no, that's dumb.
I saw a headline that was like, you won't believe the gift that he received in jail, but it was too clickbaity. I didn't click on it. Do you know what the gift was? Mm-mm. Somebody gave him something.
I also saw another piece of clickbait that I don't know is true that said that he worked on Civ 6, I think. And I was like, that's not true. But I didn't click on it to confirm.
Why would that matter?
I don't know. So people were just like, that's interesting. And I was like, this feels like it could be fake. But
one thing that's alarming about that, though, is that there are... at least a few instances, like the whole debanking stories that we report on, and it's just like, oh, you did this, now you're on, you sent money this way, your identity is identified, you know, you as an individual, now we will attempt to make your life heck by debanking you or doing this thing or, you know, trying to find out how you make money so that we can turn that off.
I bet there are lots of ladies who are now on a watch list because they've sent him nudes.
Probably.
Not realizing that they always... read that mail and take all that stuff out. There's probably some guards at that jail that he's in who are enjoying your nudes right now.
Well, on that dark thought.
But I mean, if a political action committee is free speech, then how on earth could you possibly make the debanking argument for an individual? Unless it's just rigged.
Kind of like corporate personhood.
Yeah.
It's that same idea.
You can't have one without the other if you are a true, you know, all equal before the law, unless you're not all equal before the law, and that's, you know, inescapable.
On that dire thought.
Tomorrow's business news. We got so much business news. Did you know GTC was last week? That's like, I don't know, the business news is crazy.
See you guys then. Bye!